Scott wants to, for once, put his foot down and say no to his father-in-law.
We all need a little therapy, right? It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
Whoa. Yeah. What? You got to decide if this is a battle worth fighting.
Whoa. You completely just absolutely said no. Like, you didn't say that right. I don't want to put my foot down about my father-in-law.
That's pretty much what you want to do.
I want to ask, am I obligated to put up the Christmas tree they gave us? You know, the fake tree that you put together every year?
Yeah.
To put that up. And I don't know. Should I be obligated to put it up every year?
You already watered it down.
No, it's true.
Yesterday you were like, oh, we got this tree. I don't want to put it up.
Well, I
don't want a fake tree. I want a real tree in the house.
Right.
So
that's my argument.
Put your foot down.
Yeah, but it's not anything against my father. I love my father-in-law.
Nobody thinks you don't like your father-in-law.
The way you said it.
He gets so squirmy and sensitive.
Yeah, because guess what? I have to live with it. But here's the other thing. My wife, she's like, we're going to put up the tree, right? I'm like, oh. Of course she wants to be. Yeah.
See? Can you put your foot down? Is this a battle worth fighting?
Help me out. I need your advice.
She wants to put it up because why? Because she feels guilty. Because her dad gave it to her. It is a form of obligation.
Yeah, it's a nice tree.
And I'm sure, Scotty, you're not the only household to debate the hand-me-down. To use the hand-me-down or not. It's not just new to you. Don't worry. Your family is not judging you. They're not going to get mad at you for talking about this because this happens in every house. Everybody has a hand-me-down that you're not sure if you should use it or not. The dining room table for me is it's not a hand-me-down, but it's a gift that my mom bought us when we got married.
Yeah.
And that memory is awesome. I will treasure that memory forever. But the dining room table now in 2020 is an outdated, not trendy dining room table anymore. It really sticks out like it's early 2000s.
1990s.
Yeah, it really does. It's like the yellowish, orangey color wood. It's like very modern. It doesn't even match the house. It's an eyesore. So when my husband said, hey, listen, should we change up the dining room table?
Yeah.
I'm like, we can't. That would break mom's heart. Let's just live with it. And that's probably what your wife wants to do with the tree.
It's a nice tree. It's not an eyesore, unlike your table. But it's always been a tradition. I mean, what about this? We have a new baby. I want to take her out, cut a tree down, put it up. I don't want it. What do I do? Who's right on this, me or her?
Can you find another spot in the house? Can you have two trees?
Jesus. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, that means there's room in his house.
No,
okay.
Hi, how are you? Who's right on this? Should I just be like, keep my foot down on this? Keep it down in the basement? Packed up?
I think that you should try to find another location. Or you could still go tree hunting, but get a smaller live tree.
Ah. Good idea. You know what I see some people doing? This sounds so premature to talk about Christmas decorations this time, but some people put a fake tree out on the front porch and it looks gorgeous. So maybe you should do that.
That would not fly with my wife.
Why?
No. It wouldn't fly. Because
it's in the house.
It's the size of my front porch. I have a tiny little postage stamp front porch, first of all. And it would not be, I don't know if it would work well out there.
All right,
and she would never allow that to go outside.
All right. So you say that this is not a battle worth fighting. Put up the tree and just find a smaller real tree.
Mm. I got a couple more calls coming in. This is a big deal. You think the elections were a big deal? You think the debates tonight were a big deal? This is a bigger deal. Couples therapy. Call us up.
We're deciding if this is a battle worth fighting. And it has to do with Scott's father-in-law's hand-me-down.
It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
You know, it's like you say it like it's like a pair of socks or a sweatshirt or something. Hand-me-down?
Well, what is it? It is a hand-me-down.
It is. Yes, it's their Christmas tree, their fake Christmas tree, you know, that's legit. I mean, it's in a bag, it's heavy, it's got wheels, I mean.
Some hand-me-downs are legit. He used to have it in his house. It's not in his house anymore. It's now at your house.
It is.
That's called a hand-me-down. Yeah. That's the definition of that word.
I guess.
You don't like it because it's fake, and you don't know if you should keep quiet or not.
Never had a fake tree in my life.
Your wife wants to put it up. Why? Because she wants a fake tree or because Dad gave it to her?
Because Dad gave it to her.
Well, of course, yeah. I get it. I totally understand.
Well, it's like you and your mom with the dining room table that's kind of outdated.
Our dining room table does not match the house at all. Not at all. Nope. But my mom, that was her wedding gift for us, and I loved it at the time. It just doesn't go. But I would never do anything to that table, get rid of it, because... the guilt.
Couples therapy. Couples therapy is what we're in right now. And you're calling us at 222-BUZZ, 222-2899.
So do you want, what do you want from people? You want people to say that you're right and you don't have to put up the tree?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it's a tradition. A tradition. You know, going to Wilbert's Christmas tree farm, cutting it down, putting it on the car, doing the whole thing.
Do you have room in your house? You kind of skirted that question last time I asked you just a few minutes ago.
Not really.
Yes, you do. The front room. What's the front room?
It's like Ellie's room. So she runs around in it. And that's another... Anyway. I don't know. And the front porch thing doesn't work because that's the size of... What?
What? That's the size of what?
The tree's the size of the front porch. It's just tiny. I have a tiny little front porch. It's a stoop.
Oh, because I know of people who put a fake Christmas tree on the front porch and it looks so pretty.
I've seen it. Yeah.
I have seen, you know what? Another friend of mine, my gosh, she's got Christmas trees all over her house. She also puts it on the landing of her stairs. Is it too big for the landing of your stairs?
Yes.
Oh, well, what about the real tree? Put it there.
No, the real tree is tiny too. But the landing's only 3 feet by 3 feet.
Well, I don't know. She puts it up at her landing and it looks great.
Yeah, you know, my mom used to have once they got older, she had this tiny little fake skinny. It was only about a foot around Christmas tree. It was like 3 feet tall, and she had it in a corner, and it didn't take up any room. But I can't do that. I've got to go big, you know.
Now you're just being bratty.
No,
go
it's the way
live,
it is.
But go tiny, tiny live.
We also used to get a Christmas tree that was already still alive with a root ball in it, and we would take that and plant that on Christmas morning. Pretty cool.
All right, do that.
No, I got three trees.
Yeah.
No.
You're coming up with some great ideas.
Nah.
Hi, 222-2899.
Yeah, let's go. Please, you're now a therapist.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you got to save
Scott's
marriage.
I do it every day for four people, so it's fine.
What, the rest of your family?
Yeah, the ones I live with. they're my constant clients.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think Scotty should do? His father-in-law hands them down. It's a hand-me-down, gorgeous, fake Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Jill wants to put it up, obviously, because Dad gave it to her. Scott does not like the fake tree thing.
I like the other idea that the lady had about putting it on the front porch and, just pick a room. Look, some people, they decorate, they have a tree in every single room, and some of them have every tabletop has a tree.
Wow.
So it's not, I mean, you're not being extravagant by having two trees. So I'd say why not? I mean, feel free to go and get one. But
there's a spoiler in this, and that's a 15-month-old.
Why is that a spoiler?
God, she's going to be pulling, and I have to worry about her with one tree, let alone two.
Well, that's where you put one outside.
I can't put this one outside.
And you can get a small one to get the fresh one so that we can still have the smell.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, she always gets the wreath so that way the house smells the way that she wants, but without all the pine needles, so that's a mess. And I'm sure you don't want your daughter having all that in her mouth.
Ah, geez, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. So,
well, our trees from Wilbert's.
Or in her ears.
Well,
anyways.
The Wilbert Christmas trees, they don't shed.
Sure. whatever you need to tell yourself. But I do want to say, though, Sandy, is your dining room table. There is a place called Lakeshore Restoration on Monroe Avenue, and I think out in Canandaigua.
Oh.
She will take, and she'll help you and show you and teach you to take exactly what you have. And you know, like when you paint something, all of a sudden it starts to look kind of weird. Like, she makes sure that doesn't happen.
Hey, Sandy.
Ooh.
If, would your mother be like crushed if you just redid your table?
I know. I don't know. And I don't know how to bring it up to ask her. Like, because you know Italian moms, they're martyrs. Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, it's fine. And inside, her heart is like,
and she'll
collapsing.
Let you know. Yeah, but the guilt will come out and she'll let you know.
I would say take her with you to the place and check it out together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you're a really good
therapist. I love that idea.
You're
and
really
then it could be
therapist.
An outing, and then you can maybe stop and get some flowers for her, stop and get some lunch or coffee, you know, make it a little
soften the blow.
Thing.
Just soften the blow a little bit.
and then say, Mom, I was wondering about that. Like, cause, and you can say, like, we were trying to figure out what to do with this room. What do you think we could do with this room? And have a picture.
Hello, therapist.
Hello.
How's it going, man? Go ahead.
I think maybe you should hand that tea down, maybe to one of your boys or something.
Oh, I love it. Hand me down. Oh, instant hand me down. Hot potato.
Hand me down. It was handed down to you.
Oh, my God. Oh,
what a beautiful tradition. This was Grandpa's tree. Oh, I love it.
We never even put it up.
You're a genius.
And you want to start a new tradition with your daughter with a new tree. With a fresh
one.
My God.
A fresh,
yes.
You are brilliant.
Dude.
You deserve a lot of credit for all that hard work you put into college for this therapist thing.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.